Well, the eight essay, they collect to say the essay. Fasbishlam in a Sunni, he has to listen to say, be Sura Besula, be Besula Yikach, that's an essay, Beloy Bula, Dino essay, and Amona Lesika Hare Lav. There's a Lav not to take an Amona, and there's also an Isra say to take a Besula, not a Bula. See if your brother ready to live with I understand why we do not say Esther Deichalai Sasei. Because the Klal is, the Yain Esther, like of Yibum, Deichalai Sasei the essay. Since here for the Kohen Gadol to be Miyabim, his brother's wife, if his brother had Nisuin with her, he's an Isser Asay and a Leis Asay. So the Klal is, Ein Esther Deichalai Sasei the essay. Elim in Erosin Amai. But if your brother only made Erosin, then it's only an Isser Asay, it is only a Leis Asay. That you can't marry an Amana, but there's no Esther involved. And so am I. Yavi, Esther of Yibcha Lester say, why don't we say Esther of Yibcha Lester say? The Yessi of Yibam should be Deirch of the Lab of marrying an Amana. So now it's true. Really, the Kohen Gadol should be able to do the mitzvah's Bia, the Yibam. So first, Bia will be Mutta. But I'll tell you, Gzeira, Bia Rishon, not to be a Shnia. We do not let the Kohen Gadol make Yibam, because if he makes one Bia, we're afraid to do another one. And the second time he lives with her, then there's no more mitzvah, then there's no more essay. Then there's only an issue alive of an amana. Therefore, we make a gzeira not to make the first be, and maybe make the second one also. Tanya Namiach Lelah this also. In Kodmu Rebualu, let's say a Kohen Gadol made Yibum on his brother's wife. So, be a Rishon Kohen, and Echonami, the first be did it okay. He was Kohen, he was behind the mitzvah. But the Yassel Kaimon, the Biashnir. We don't let them stay together, the Biashnir is also. Because the Biashnir there, there's no mitzvah. So therefore, there's only a lav of an Amonon, we make him give a get. Right, Mace Le Mace. And one of the Kraven died of a Kraven Gordon. So, Sashaila, can he leave the Beis Amigdash or not? But Tanakama says, yes, he can leave the Beis Amigdash. And Yuga says, no. Tell me about a really this. The Pasuk says, O Minah Migdash Le Yetzei, a Kraven Gordon cannot leave the Beis Amigdash. So Yidashim means La Yetzi Imohim. He can't go out with them. He doesn't learn the Mishnah. He knows it's a Jewish, it's only a Smachta. That the Rabbanim, we do not let the Kohen Gadol go with the Bittul of Ayah. Because we're afraid maybe come to touch the mace. Av Yetzi Achrayim. But he's allowed to go after them. After they left the street, then he could follow them in the next street. Ketad, Hei Nechosim Hu Nigla. When they like left the street, then the Kohen Gadol could be seen in the street. Hey, Nigum, when they're seen in the street, Runechti has to be covered. Then Echonami, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash, because he can't be right behind the Levaya. And how far can he go out? The Yotzat Pesach, he's allowed to go out to the Pesach of Yishalayim. Tomorrow, Shap, the Kohen of Yudah. Yudah says very good. He said, no, the Pesach says, that we do not let a Kohen Gadol leave the Beis Hamikdash at all. He can't go to the Levaya at all. So what's trying to in the Tanakhama? So it says, "Oh, Malach Rabbi Meir, if you dash from the pasuk that you of Yehuda, that it means mamish he can't leave the Beis Hamikdash. If so, the Beis Hamikdash, how can he go home at night? Every Kohen Gadol should have to live in the Beis Hamikdash, and we know he has a house for Kohen Gadol. Because the pasuk says that min Hamikdash lo yetze. So if you're telling me that means mamish he can't go home to live, el hachi kama min Hamikdash lo yetze. You know what that means? Mikishasa la Yetzim, he can't leave his Kedusha. He has Kedusha, Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to be Metama to a mace. Therefore, the Chiv on the Islaya Kera, the Yasa la Minga. So, therefore, the Tanakhama says that we don't let him go after the Levi itself, but the Levi, because we're afraid maybe he can't touch the mace. But as long as he has to have a Heker, that he can only be a block behind, he'll remember not to touch the mace. He had Yehuda, what's Yehuda hold now? If he was asking me the rice, he could leave. It's only with the Rabbanim, he says, Agav Meruvay, Duma Mikra V'yasa V'naga. If Yehuda says, with the Rabbanim, we don't let the Kohen Gadol go to the Levi at all, even to follow the black behind. Because once he starts to feel so bad, we're afraid, he's going to want to run up and go close to the mace and maybe touch the mace. Therefore, with the Rabbanim, we do not even let him follow the Levi, even a black behind. But about it's not after the real person with the rice of Minamikdash Lo Yetzei. But the real pshat is just he should not become Tomei, he should not leave his Kedusha here. Now, Kishu Menachem is given Menachem. Tell him about him. Kishu Oiva B'shu Ola Menachem. When you go through the line to be Menachem Ovel, and the Menachem Esacherim, when the Kohen Gadol wants to walk to be Menachem Oda Avelim, Sagan or Meshuach Shava Biminai. That the Sagan and Meshuach go on his right side. To Rosh Beivav V'Yaveda Mecholah Mesmullah on the left side. When he's standing in the line, or Mesnachem Yachem, when he's the Yevil, and other people are being Menachem him, how is it then? Sagan is Miminai, the Sagan is on his right side. The Rosh Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av, the Cholah Mesmullah is on the left side. Av Meshuach Sheva, but the Kohen Gadol, there was a Kohen Gadol once, and was taken off, Lo Yasigabei. When the Kohen Gadol himself was sitting Shiva-like, we don't let him come here. My time of why? Because Chol Shul Bayit will make the Kohen Gadol feel dead. If he sees that the Meshuach Sheva means, he was one of like Rashi says, Meshuach Sheva means Kogoyin, Shira Bot Su the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wants anything was about carrying Yom Kippur. And therefore, meanwhile, Achatak, the point is someone else is out of him. Ugishava Besuna, when his tzu goes away, Shavishain, Chazla Vadasai, Hishaini Koran on Meshuach Sheva. The second one is called the Meshuach Sheva. So now that the first one is sitting Shiva, we do not let the second Kohen Gadol pass by. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol feel, Sava Kochodibi, like he's laughing at me, that's why he's coming here. Like because he's always jealous. Well, he's not a Kohen Gadol right now. Therefore, when he's sitting Shiva, we don't let him come. Omra Papa, Shema Minu, Mamas, now Mishnah Tras. This writes the three things. Shema Minu, Hainu Sagan. Who's writing the one out? Hainu Sagan, Hainu Mamunet. They're the same person. Who Shema Minu, Veilu Maimbim, that they don't have to stand the Cholom Maimbim. And the rest of the people go by. Who Shema Minu, Veilu Nusmoil, HaMenachmin. That they don't have to be on the left side of the Menachmin. Hainu Imdim. Tell the Rabbonim. For you share at the beginning while you are available, mind them, the available needs to stand up. For whole lot of money, everybody will go pass by. For your base, Mishpach, Mishlai, and Mizgavas, Bizu, Bizu, used to argue one over the other. That Zaysmith, he would say, Aniya Beretz, I want to go through first. The Zaysmith, the other one would say, no, Aniya Beretz, I want to go through first. Says, Kiva, the Nerata Kona, Sheyom, aimed him, let the whole, everybody stand still, be available, my room. So it won't be a fight, which one should go through first. I'm a running by Abba. Herzl Rabbi Yosef Zadol Yeshni, he brought about that he was at the beginning, the Tziporim, Tziporim. The Watch, Shiyu, Avelim, Oynim, the Avelim, stood still, the Chol Amayvim. He wasn't afraid of this fight. The Yom Rami Bar Abba, Hiskin Rabbi Yosef Tziporim, Shkoy Ta'ish Shem Alechas Peshuk, Nish is not walking the street of Bnei Achrene, children after her. The Shemai Shoy, once happened to Maisa, that they kidnapped the kid. The Yom Rami Bar Abba, Hiskin Rabbi Yosef Tziporim, Shiyu Noshim, Misatos Ves Kisei. When they go to the Ves Kisei, they should talk there. The Shem Yichud, that there shouldn't be a shalom, maybe a man will be going by and want to come in there. So they hear the way ladies are talking, they'll go away. Om Rav Nashe Bar Abbas, Shilas Es Rabbi Yashio, Rabba, the base Omen, Tutsa, the Yavu Samsai, Ein Shura, Chusam Yasab Neodim. When you make this Shura by come back from the Kfura, there have to be at least 10 people. For you ain't Avelim in a minion, the Avelim are not part of the minion. Doesn't make a difference which way, who's standing, who's walking, but you need at least 10 people to be there to make this Ashura. Alright, we'll stop here. And the Avelim are not part of the minion. You have a holding back, you test some of the start off here a little bit. Let's go on to Kishu Menachim. When the Kohen Gadol is Menachim other people. Turn around, Bonin. When the Kohen Gadol wanted to walk through the row to be Menachem the Avelim, so Sagan or Meshuach Shavar, the Sagan and the Kohen Gadol that was already Meshuach Shavar that went off his position, they were stood on his right side. Rosh Beizav, the Rosh Beizav, the Avelim and the Avelim, the Cholom, Mismolos, they were on his left side. What would be in the case when the Kohen Gadol himself was the Ovel? So he was standing in the middle, and other people came to Menachem him. So Sgan Yimino, he had the Sgan on his right side. For Rosh Beis Av v'Cholam Mismoiloi, Av Meshuach Shavar. But the Kohen Gadol that was once a Kohen Gadol went down. Lo Yosef, he didn't come now. Gabe by him. My time. What's the reason? Chol Shei Daitis to make him feel bad. It'll make the Kohen Gadol feel bad if the other one comes. Savar, he'll think to say to himself, Kochadi be. Just say that Kohen Gadol is jealous of me, because he's not any more the Kohen Gadol, and he's coming to laugh at me. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol is an Ovel, we do not bring the Meshuach Shavar to come to him. Amar Papa, Shema Minu, from here we hear, Mayom Asis, Mal Mishnah, Tlat, three things. So from this Bryce, we have three things.
First of all, Shema Mina, Hainu Skan, Hainu Mamuna. The Skan and the Mamuna are the same people. Because now Mishnah says the Mamuna was there, and here in the Brisa says the Skan was there. They're both the same people. They're appointed to take care of the Kohen Gadol. Shema Mina, Avelim Oimdim, the Avelim stand still, the Chol Amayvim, everybody else passes by. That's the way they make the Shura. The other people pass by. Shema Mina, Avelim L'Smoil, HaMenachemim. That the Avelim should be on the left side of the people that come to Menachem him. Hey, Naimdim. Turn around about a word like this. For Rishon, at the beginning, it used to be the minig was, Hoyu Avelim Oimdim. That the Avelim, they used to stand still. For Chol Am Oivrim, when they made the Shura after the Levaya, the people used to walk by, and the Avelim would stand still. And there was a problem, though. For you based Mishpachas Vishlam, there were two Mishpachas in Yishlayim, Mizgaras Zubazu, they used to argue one with the other. Zoysimer, this one would say, hey, I'm going to go first. I'm a big shot. I'm a big man. I have to go first. The Zaysimers and the second Mishpach would say, no, nothing doing. I want to walk by first. So they used to fight. So therefore, Skinu the Chom Menat HaKonon, Shiyuam Oimdim, that the people should stand still. Rather, the Avelim Oivrim. And the Avelim, that's what we do now. The Avelim walk down between the oil, between the people. Now, Omar Rami Bar Abba, Herzir Rabbi Yossi Yisadavu Yoshnoi, Bitzipari, he brought it back to the original minig in Tzipari, that Shiyu Avelim Oimdim, the Avelim should stand still, V'chol Am Oivrim. That's what we do today. And the people, no, not we do. V'chol Am Oivrim. And everybody passed by. V'yoma Rami Bar Abba, Hiskin Rabbi Yossi Bitzipari, Shaloi Te Isha Mahaleches Peshuk, when a lady walks in the street, she should not walk in the street, U'beno Achreho, and her son, her child, should be in back of her. But rather, she'd always make sure she's holding on to him, or the son is in front of her. Because it once happened a case that some people kidnapped. The kid was walking in the back of his mother, so the men took away the child, and then later they told the mother, Yishno, your child is by us, we know where he is. And when she came to them, they were mazana with her. Therefore, the mother should be careful to always have the child in front of her, not in back of her. The Yomar Rami Baraba, Hiskin Rabbi Yossi B'tzipori, She Yunoshim Misakros of Beis HaKisei. When two ladies go to the Beis HaKisei, then the Beis HaKisei was outside the city in the fields. So the Shiloh Tzniyas of Yichud, Mishum Yichud, they were afraid maybe a man would pass by there, and he'll want to use the Beis HaKisei. So he won't think anybody's there, he'll be together with two ladies. So therefore, the men at Takono, they're supposed to speak there, in order that if a man is walking by, he'll realize that a lady is there, and he won't go in, there won't be a Yinus Yichud. Omer Rav Menashia Bar Avos, Shilas es Rabbi Yashia, Rabba v'beis Olmin, the Hood, so he asked him the Shiloh there. The Yomali said like this, Ein Shaira Chusa Mi'asar Ben Yodim. We don't make the Shaira, we don't make the line of people to Menachem the Yovel, to make the Yashura, unless you have 10 people there. And V'yein Avelim in Aminyin. The Yovel is not considered part of the Minyan. Even if you have 2 or 3 Avelim, you need 10 people besides them. Now, Bein Shavelim Oimdim, whether the Minig is, that the Avelim should be standing, for Chol Am Oivrim, whether that's the Minig, Bein, whether the other way, Shavelim Oivrim, the Minig is where we do it today, that the Avelim walk by, for Chol Am Oimdim, and the Nath and the people stand there. We only do this if there are 10 people there besides the Avelim. That's when we have this Indian of a Shura. When they come back from the Levaya, they make the Shura if there are 10 people besides the Avelim. Now it says, Kishumas Nachim. When the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem other people, he says, okay, the Mishnah says that when he's an Ovel and the Tziba comes to him, so they say to him, Anuka Prosecha, and he gives back a bracha to them. So the Mishnah says what the Kohen Gadol says back to the Yom when he is an Ovel. Now, Iboilihu, Ki Menachem Hu Achrini. When the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem somebody else that's sitting Shiva, that's an Ovel, Heichi Yom Elihu. What does the Kohen Gadol say to that person, to the Yovel? So Toshma, come and bring your proof. There's a brisa that says, Vu Oimer Tisnachamu, that the Kohen Gadol says, and you should have a Nechama, Tisnachamu. So now, Heichi Dami, what are we talking about here? Who is the Kohen Gadol talking to? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Kimenach Meach Rini Lididei, when other people come to be Menachem the Kohen Gadol. But if the Kohen Gadol is the Ovel, and people are coming to visit him, so Omalo Ihu, Tisnachamu, so then you want to say what the Kohen Gadol is saying back to these people, that you should have a Nechama, you should be appeased. For the Gemara, that's true. Nachshu Koramilu. The Kohen is saying something bad to them. It's like he's predicting that something bad is going to happen to you, and I want to appease you. That's not nice. The Kohen Gadol shouldn't say that. He shouldn't be menachim other people when they are coming to be menachim him. Ela avada, the case has to be ki menachim liachrini. When the Kohen Gadol goes to visit another person that's an ovel, omelu, the Kohen Gadol says to him, tis nachamu, he should have an achama. Shmavinos, here's the proof that when the Kohen Gadol goes to be menachim ovel with somebody else, the Kohen Gadol says to this other person, tis nachamu. That's the lashon of what the Kohen Gadol says. So our Mishnah says what he says when people come to him, he gives them back a bracha, and when he goes to other people, he says to them, tisnachamu. Then the Mishnah says, melech loidan, that a king cannot be part of a bezdin, and we do not bring him to the bezdin. Omer Rav Yosef, loishonu ela malchei Yisrael. The Mishnah is already talking about malchei Yisrael, we're talking about. Avo malchei beis David, but the melech of David's bias, then dan v'dona noisai. Then we're allowed to bring to a din Torah, and they can be dayanim. The chesiv word is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, "Beis David koyamar Hashem, dinar laboike mishpat." Then in the morning there'll be a mishpat. You see clearly by the Beis David there was a mishpat, so they are allowed to come to din. V'loy danlin and lei, if we can't paskin for them, like if we can't bring the melech to a din Torah, inu hechi daini, how could they be dayanim? Here the pasuk just says they should be like the Beis Mishpat. They should be the Dayanim. But here's the diyuk that we have a right to bring them, the Melech David, Malchus Beis David, to a Din Torah. Why? Because if not, how could they be Dayanim? I have walked here, the pasuk says, his Koshishu, the Koshu. They gather together a gathering. The Yomar HaShlokas, what the pasuk means is, Kishreit Atzmecho, first fix up yourself, V'yachakach Kishreit Acherim, then take care of Acherim. So if we can't take you for din Torah, you cannot be a dying to pass before the people. So Elo, so Pshamfana Mishri, like Rabbi Yosef says, there's only Malchei Yisrael you can't bring to a din Torah. But Malchei Beis David could. Nothing more says, Elo, Malchei Yisrael, my time alone, what's the reason why not? Obviously, you have to say it's not a deraisadik halacha that a melech can't be a dying. Because if it's a deraisadik apostolic, there shouldn't be a difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David. So Elo, my, it's a derabbonik halacha. Gemara says, what's the reason? Ela Malchei Yisrael, my time aloy. Mishumaitse Shehoyo, there's once a story. The Avde, the Yanei Malka, Koton Avsham. That the servant of the king Yanei killed somebody. So, Omolu, Shimon ben Shetach, Chachomim. Shimon ben Shetach, said to Chachomim, listen, Tenu, Einechem boy. Let's put our eyes against this servant of the king. In other words, let's not have Chanifas. Let's not be afraid of the king. But the Eved is Mechuyiv Misa, let's bring him to the Entira. The Nidoinu, and we'll bring him to Pesach Din. So Shochule, they sent a message to the king saying, Avdecho Koto Nafshei Shadrilhu. So they sent a message saying, listen, your servant killed somebody. So the king, okay, sent him. Shochule, then they sent another letter to the king saying, Toat Nami, you the king Yana, you also have to come to the Entira. Loch, come here, why? The Pesach says, Behu Adivol of Omru Torah. Whenever you have a shayla upon somebody's shore, his mumin, the owner has to be there also. It means Yovei Bala Shore V'Yamad Al Shorei. The Baal, the owner of the shore, has to be there when you're passing upon somebody's shore. And Rashi says about him, Rashi of Yidabuch, Shu'eved Horeg Es HaNefesh. Here we're talking about Sha'avdecho, that the servant of the king killed somebody. Now the Avdei K'chamor, someone's an Eved Kanani here. So an Eved is like a Chamor. V'hiv said mumin huloi, but you're taking away your money. The figure, therefore, tzorech ledoinei b'faneinu, you have to be there also. So they told the king, once we're going to pass on the shayla upon your eved, you have to be there also. The pasuk says, yovei balas v'hu adibolov. So they told the king also to come. Also, so the king came, the yosef, and he sat down. Omalei Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach said, Yana ha-melech, amoy da-raglech, I want you to stand up right now. V'yidu b'cho, and we'll have Edom saying in front of you what happened. Rashi Sha'avdach Yosef was Eidus here. And we told him also, you should know, for lo lefoneinu atom, you're not only standing in front of us, elo lefnei mi sh'omar v'ho yoylam. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu atom oimei. Shenem HaPosuk says, v'yom du shnei anoshim ashel hem arif. Omar loy, he said back to them, loy kishet t'yoymer ato, Yari answered back to him and said, not the way you're telling me, elo k'moy sh'yoymer chavrecha. Rather, the way your friends will say back. Let me see what your friends have to say about this. So now Yanni wanted to hear from the other people, the other Dayanim. What do they have to say about this? So far it was only Shimon ben Shetach that was talking up. Now what happened was, Nifnul Yeminoi